Welcome to the Fort Polk Podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking with Stacy Delgado, the Employment Readiness Manager at ACS. We'll be discussing spouse employment, resume writing, and USA jobs. Stacy will explain how our program helps spouses of active duty members find meaningful employment and get their resumes ready for job hunting. And we'll also learn about some helpful classes for the federal application process. So get ready for an informative and inspiring conversation with Stacy Delgado. Let's dive in. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this wonderful podcast. I'm Jeff England with the Fort Polk Public Affairs, and I am here with Stacy Delgado. How are you doing, Stacy?
I'm awesome, Jeff. How are you?
I am wonderful. Step one was to get you to show up. Thank you for showing up. I appreciate that.
I'm here.
I hope you had a wonderful holiday
I
season.
Did. It was quiet, which was so nice.
Oh, so you did have to come into work.
Yes.
Yeah, that is usually my favorite time of coming to work is when
no one else
is working.
Done.
Exactly. Nobody's banging on your door trying to ask you questions and have you do other stuff and stuff. And
Stuff. Yeah, and more stuff.
And more stuff. So, employment readiness. You've been working over there for a while. I've known you for a long time.
And you have.
I have. And you have helped me out. You helped me out with a resume for USA Jobs and got that all squared away. And my first attempt out with my new resume, I was referred and got interviewed twice. There was two different jobs. And one.
Did you put in a good ICE comment for me?
I did. I really did. The ICE program around here really does make a difference, especially when the complaints come in. And those are answered immediately, and then the nice compliments are they show up after a while.
It's they do.
That's kind of an off balance, isn't it? So why don't you tell us a little about yourself and a little about the employment readiness program?
Well, I am a spouse of a retiree. He did 20 years active duty time, so I understand about all of this going from place to place to place. And being a jack of all trades and a master of none. And so, it's like any other spouse. When we move, we have to find a job just to bring in an extra paycheck into our household.
And sometimes that's a pretty difficult thing, especially when you're competing with so many other people that have a lot of experience and a lot of points towards getting the job and stuff like that.
Correct. And on top of that, you have, your sponsors' work schedule. And especially here, if they're an ops group, then the rotations are, the hours can be kind of crazy. And so they're like almost like a single parent working and trying to take care of their kids and work and all
husband
the other.
Husband and wife and
yeah, just
neighbors
life.
And mm-hmm. pets and
shopping and
snorkies. And,
yeah, snorkies.
And so let's start with the whole ACS is Army Community Service, mm-hmm. and you are located in Building 920, mm-hmm. over on Bell Richard. Mm-hmm. Any other state, that would be Bell Richard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's Bell Richard.
Bell Richard. But only in Louisiana.
It's the one with the circular driveway right next to the Arts and Crafts Center.
Right? And it's across the street from the movie theater and
CYS
museum
admin.
And CYS admin and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess they moved from Radio Road or the over there. On, yeah,
yep,
Radio Road.
They did. And they moved into our old building.
Nice. And that's where you were. But you have so many resources over there. What is your main, for the employment readiness, what is your main target, your main job?
My main target is for military spouses. But I do help DOD civilians, contractors, and I help active duty soldiers that are, wanting, they may be going to school and need a resume for something. I also help retirees. So if you are in need of services, you can just, call my number and we'll give it at the end of the podcast so that you have to listen to the whole podcast.
It can also be on the graphics and Facebook and
everywhere else.
You can always look it up on our home.army.mil/Polk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's there too. Check that out.
So, my resources for spouses.
your resources for spouses, and this is to specifically help them with all kinds of jobs, not just GS, not just NAF, not just contract. You're here to help them with their search.
Correct. From start to finish.
That's helpful to have somebody to do that. I mean, I struggled trying to get my first job. I had no resources or anything like that. And
it's very helpful for the person who is the job seeker to come in and actually see me. Okay. Because then we can have a conversation just like you and I are. I can ask you questions, especially about your needs, maybe some of your barriers that you have. And that way I am able to point you better into a direction that may work with your schedule instead of you applying for job after job after job, having interviews, and then telling the employer during the interview, well, I can only work between this hour and these hours, or I can't work on this day or whatever. I may know an employer that's flexible and that will be willing to work those hours. But until I get you into my office to talk to you, it's very hard to find out. And sometimes we can do volunteer opportunities. So I have a spouse just recently came into my office, and she was trying to go to school and work part-time, but she wanted to go into archaeology. Okay. And I was like, okay, where would we do that around here?
The rock shop.
Exactly. So I went over with my intake sheet and I explained to them that she's going to school and that she would like to start working as a volunteer, doing something in the field while she gets her degree. And they were like, oh yeah, we need her. So she was like, are you kidding me? And I said, no. And I said, now we can find you a part-time job that will work with your volunteering and your part-time. And she was a happy camper.
Well, that would work in all, man, how cool is that?
Right?
It's like, we have to do archaeology in Fort Polk. It's like, okay, yeah,
they told me that they have like some projects right now that need to be done, and she would learn how to handle, what do they call it?
Artifacts.
Artifacts, yeah. They would be able to she would be learning how to label and handle artifacts, everything she's going to be going to school for.
I've always wanted to know how to tell the difference between a stone or a rock and a fossil.
Well, I will tell you, you need to go over there.
I guess.
Yeah, or have them on your podcast, because they went and showed me how much they've done over there, and it's really cool. So, I have a class.
You have a class? Just to think, all this time I thought you had no class.
No.
Okay, so you have some class. You have a class. Okay.
Okay, I have classes. I have a federal class that is very helpful for those that want to work NAF or AF, appropriated funds or non-appropriated funds. So let's talk about that. What's a non-appropriated fund?
That's a fund that isn't appropriated.
But who would have non-appropriated funds on this installation?
MWR.
Right, and who else?
APHIS.
Right. The PX.
Yeah.
Okay. So who are what is appropriated?
Appropriated is the correct money. It's appropriate.
Okay. Where does it come from?
The government.
And who?
The Department of the Army.
Okay. And who says we get the budget?
Congress.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So why would you want? Okay. So if you have GS, wage grade, appropriated funds. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have non-appropriated funds. So why the non-appropriated funds? What do they do different than the GS?
They make profit.
Right. They make money, or they charge for their services.
Well, I can't say they make profit all the time.
No. But they do charge. They charge for their services.
Okay.
Which then generates money on the installation, which then does what? Creates jobs. Huh.
Oh, wow. It's weird how that works.
Yeah. So by using the MWR facilities, using APHIS, things like that, they're actually creating jobs for themselves.
Well, it's justification.
Mm-hmm.
Non-appropriated.
Yep.
It's justified. Justified. Yeah. Justified.
So this class that I teach, you're going to have fun with it. We go over everything. Your spousal preference, the difference between the NAF and the AF, spousal preference, what those documents are. I take you on to USA Jobs and we walk through the entire process. I help you to understand what all those little widgets are, how to get rid of certain things. Because if you go on USA Jobs right now and just put in Fort Polk, what you're going to get is like 400 and something jobs available here. And you're like, yeah, I know there's no 400 and something jobs available here.
Yeah, what's up with that? I see them, I put in for Fort Polk and you get like 400 and something jobs pop up and some of them aren't even Fort Polk.
Right. So there are filters that you can use. And I teach you how to use those filters and what they do. And all of a sudden we come down and it's like 70 jobs available here at Fort Polk. And then I open up one of those jobs and we go through the entire application and what it says, the vacancy announcement and what it means and all these weird acronyms and things that, and I guess, you know, someone who doesn't work for the government would not know.
Like, let's see, series numbers. That's an important one.
KSAs.
KSA.
What's a knowledge, skills, and ability?
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. And why do I have to have hours on my that I worked on my resume?
Yeah, I work normal hours.
Civilian. So, like, what if I only worked part time, or
I worked Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30,
or I worked from eight. I worked 30 hours one week, 50 hours the next week, and 20 hours the following week.
So why would that be important?
So yeah, so like, how do we justify all of that?
I don't know.
So that's what that class is for.
Oh, okay. So these classes are going to do more than just help you write a resume. It's going to explain the whole system. And I'm sure, do you have like help with interviews and stuff?
Because
that's my biggest downfall. I mean, I can make myself look decent on paper, but talk to me, it's like, no.
Jeff, you're like me. We're talkers.
I flub it. I flub it all up.
No, we're talkers. So, you know, when I look at the three types of interviewers, you have the chatty Cathys that are blah, 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 you know, and they talk. Then you have the, just give me the facts.
Okay, Sergeant Friday.
Yeah. Okay. And then you have the one that is the kind of the space cadet that's like looking for your resume, and then that could throw you off. So you kind of have to be prepared for all three different types. Be prepared by bringing a resume copy, you know, talking to that person and getting them to understand, you know, not offering up too much information, especially with the chatty Cathy, because they're going to make you feel really comfortable and they're going to have you telling them your life history.
Why did I tell them that?
Yep, exactly. You walk away from the interview going, why did I say that?
So, I didn't get that job.
and a lot of people aren't used to panels.
Like wood paneling?
Yeah, wood paneling, floor paneling, the interview panels.
Yeah, the last one I had, it was like four people. There were like four people interviewing me, and it's like, okay, well, why are there so many people?
Why do you, exactly. And then the how they use the matrix stuff to, I know you were there.
It's Neo.
How? So I go into that, but I also bring you back if you have questions after. That's when I work with you one-on-one. I'll sit with you and I will work every day until we get your resume right. We make sure that your profile in USA Jobs has all the right things checked. All your documents are uploaded the correct way and that you have all the right documents. And then when you get that call that you have an interview, I'll go through that interview process with you.
Yeah, that's what if I was looking for another job, I would have to come back over and go through the interview class with you.
Well, I actually sit you down and then I bring in other employees, coworkers, and I give them questions to ask you, and then they get to rate you just like you would on a panel.
Yeah, I was asked, so what do you know about our organization? It's like, well, what do you want to know?
Right. Being prepared to answer that question. Maybe doing some research on the company you're applying to.
Yeah, it's possible. Mm-hmm. It's possible that I kind of
did not.
Well, I didn't. The thing is, I did know. I knew what it was that I knew all about their company, or that organization, and because I had, you know, I did my research. I do research. I background and look for things, and I pride myself on that. Some people call it stalking, but I just call it research.
It is research.
And let's see. And there's more than just the government jobs. You've also had job fairs.
Correct.
And I've seen all kinds of employers come in and hire people right on the spot.
Correct.
And it's all because of you. Well, because they came and saw you, and you did all this work, and you're just a busy, busy, busy person.
Well, they do a good majority of it.
Yeah.
But I kind of help them along with the process. There are several things that, information things that spouses don't know about. And we do have it posted everywhere.
Yes, I know. I help you out with that. It's posted on the home.army.mil.
So
/ Hulk.
One of the things is MSEP, Military Spouse Employment Partnerships.
Ooh.
MSEP is over 600 employers that have signed an agreement with the Department of Defense that they will help military spouses with portable positions. That includes remote jobs.
Oh, like telework and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
And so they have some great employers. There's a big vetting that goes on prior to them being accepted as an MSEP partner. So Lowe's, Navy Federal, there's several, I mean, there's 600 and something. There's like...
Yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah, just a couple. But Google right now is training spouses in IT.
IT?
Uh-huh.
For Google?
Mm-hmm. For free.
For free?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get in on that.
Yeah, but if you're not going to the government sanctioned or government approved sites, like MSEP, like my Facebook page, your Facebook page, the web pages that are .mils.
Yeah.
You're not getting the good information that you should be getting on things like this. I see a lot of, I want to go to school and I need help with money. Well, where do I find those scholarships? Well, there is the MyCAA, which is the Military Spouse Career Advancement Account Program. That's with Military OneSource. That helps military spouses with $4,000.
That's helpful.
Yeah. Then you have, if you're here on Fort Polk, you have the Spouses Club and Community Club. And you have AER headquarters that does a scholarship once a year. And there's other things that they can do to cut the cost of getting their degrees. And it's all listed out on like Military OneSource.
Military One, I've heard a lot about that, and I've been there several times, and they are very helpful. They've got it's almost like information overload.
It is.
It's crazy.
So they have a section called SECO, SECO, that is just for education and career opportunities. And they have links to go to the MSEP jobs website to go and look and do job searches. They have information about how to write a resume. And if they can't help you, then they direct you to an employment readiness program at their local duty station. So we work in conjunction together so that everybody, making sure that they're getting everything that they need. Another thing that spouses aren't aware of is the licensure reimbursement program.
Ooh, for licenses like doctors. No, well,
like nurses and cosmetology, nail techs,
food service.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, yeah, they have all kinds of. So you can get. So even with getting your license, which is just a fee to get your license, there's help out there for that too.
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy. It's almost like you're taking away everyone's excuse to not get a job.
Okay, so yeah, so you have to have a license prior to getting to your next duty station.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you're a nurse in Texas, and you're at Fort Hood, and you get transferred to Fort Polk, Louisiana. So you just bring this wonderful ALARAC, which you can look it up, and it has all the information that you need. It's the instructions on filing for spouse, state relicensing, and recertification cost reimbursement.
That's helpful. Us, you know, PCSing every 2-3 years, going from state to state and having to get relicensed and new licenses and permits and all that stuff for each new state has always been a hindrance on trying. It's just a pain in the butt, you know?
It is. And it's very costly for military spouses, especially if they're doing it every 18 months to 2 years.
Yeah.
That can get. I have brought up in the past that they need to go to a military spouse licensure compact like they do in Europe.
Yeah, like you get reciprocity kind of.
Yeah, where they have just one, they get it in one state like they do in Europe, and then they can cross borders.
That would be cool. That would be very helpful, at least.
You know. It would be. But this particular program offers up to $1,000. For your fees and testing if it's required.
That which should cover a good portion of just a license or a permit.
Yep.
Unless you're taking the LSATs I have to get reimbursed for the bar.
Well, some of our spouses have.
That's helpful too.
So this is a program that I really wanted to talk about too. Because it's real important to a spouse that's looking for employment.
So you have to have your permit before you get to the state or before you get the job?
Your license before you get reimbursed.
Oh, okay.
So you have a license in Texas. You moved to Louisiana. You submit all the paperwork. You keep all of your paperwork that you use. You take this to your S1. Your sponsor takes it to his S1. They fill out the paperwork, and then they submit it, and it gets put back into his paycheck, hers paycheck.
There.
Their paycheck. Yes.
Gotcha. And but there's no class, or that's not a class or anything. That's just all paperwork, and you can help out with the paperwork, and you have forms over there and everything.
I have the actual,
So just coming over and see Stacy Delgado at ACS.
Right.
Look at that.
So what else do you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I could talk about your dogs, but I don't want to.
Oh, no, because I beat your
no,
dog.
No. They weren't even wearing a sweater. It was my dog won. And so you've got another program, and I know it's very popular around here, and I know that you're always getting questions and comments about people that want to work from home.
Okay, so...
So I would have to say it's more like a home-based business.
Small business.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. I've heard some of these home-based businesses, some of the people that have tried to get some businesses established here, some are really, really good, and others are kind of, I'll just say interesting.
Correct.
So not all businesses are
accepted
or meant to be
home-based businesses.
Yeah. So that's because you guys have help and oversight to make sure that everything's safe and good to go and helpful. Well,
right.
I wouldn't say helpful,
so
but safe?
We do have a home-based business program. It works for active duty spouses and retiree spouses. The program allows a spouse who has a small business like t-shirts or tumblers, we have quilters and things like that, bring their products and are able to sell them on the installation. We're different than a lot of other installations in the fact that we have a first Saturday market where the spouses can bring, the home-based businesses that are permitted can bring their goods to a central location and then sell them.
Kind of like a Kindle Mart.
Yeah. Or like a farmer's market.
Farmer's market, but mm-hmm. home-based business firm.
Yes.
Where is that usually?
This Saturday is our first Saturday market, and it'll be at the ACS building.
Now, are they all held at the ACS building? Okay, so it's, they got some different places. There's the ACS. I know that you've had them at a Warrior Center.
Correct. And so with they're allowed to attend the MWR events as well.
Oh, okay.
So you may see a home-based businesses at like Freedom Fest or at the Hayride.
The Hayride. I saw a bunch mm-hmm. of them over there, yeah.
At Snowflake Festival.
Yeah.
So they have an opportunity to do something almost monthly with either MWR, well, I'm MWR, so, but with their business. We also do themed quarterly businesses events for them, and they'll be themed so, you know, they can do, like we had the pumpkin spice, and then we had the winter market. So we do all kinds of things for the home-based businesses. There is a packet. There is a garrison policy on this as to all the rules for Fort Polk. Each state has its own set of rules as far as food. So we go under the cottage food regulation.
Ooh, like cottage pie?
Yeah, kind of. No. That's that shepherd's pie. We have, so basically anything that is temperature controlled, meat, seafood, anything that's temperature controlled can't be a registered home-based business. But you can do cupcakes, cakes, pies, things like that. And we have some fantastic bakers.
That must be why I was not allowed to open up my ice business.
Yes.
I wanted to sell ice.
Okay, so it's too hot here to sell
ice. That's why I wanted to sell ice. Well, because it was hot.
Why don't you do a snow cones?
It's too much work. I have a great recipe for ice.
Can you share it with me?
Maybe after the show. Okay. It's a secret recipe. I'll let you know it includes two parts of the hydrogen and one part of the oxygen. Oh, but that's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say. Okay. So anything else that you want to know?
Oh, absolutely. But the let's see. We've got to, we're discussing the spouses. And your main goal or your main target is military spouses.
Correct.
But you still help with, what about transitioning soldiers?
My AR allows me to help with soldiers if they're active duty or retirees. So a transitioning soldier is still active duty until he gets out and then he becomes a retiree, right?
Okay.
Okay, so yeah.
So what about a person that's coming up on the end of their tour and they'd like to see if they could switch over to a GS or something like that?
Yep.
You can help them, get them all into, you could show them USA Jobs. Is there another, are there any other websites that are like USA Jobs, or is USA Jobs pretty much the main one for all government jobs?
For the main government jobs. For contract, you can go out onto, like, if you have a clearance, you can go on to clearancejobs.com. Because they have some great, I helped a specialist when I was at Bragg, because I was in employment readiness at Fort Bragg as well. And I helped an E4 that was getting out, a specialist, and he wanted to continue kind of doing something that he was doing in the military, but he didn't want to be in the military. So he got out. I told him to go on to clearancejobs.com, and he and I found a job that he wanted to apply to. We worked his resume, and he got it.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, and he started out at $65,000 a year. I was like...
Not bad.
he was very happy. So... I know that that website has some really great opportunities with contractors that, you know, a transitioning soldier that's getting out, ETSing or whatever, can actually go and find some really good jobs.
So, like, that's for, like, secret and top secret clearances and stuff like that?
You have to have a clearance in order to do that.
Oh, so you can't just have a clearance sale.
No, clearance sale, no. Oh. You have to have clearance.
What's your clearance, Clarence?
What do you have?
So we've got all these different jobs available. The GS jobs are of particular interest to me because I had a difficult time getting mine, even though I was, you know, I had the veteran points and all that stuff. Luckily, I was able to get this job down here at Fort Polk, and I've been happy ever since. And but there's also the NAF jobs, which could be with MWR. You know, for me, NAF is a lot of it's a lot of the NAF that I know is MWR, and because right. I work a lot with MWR.
But so. You know, a lot of people think MWR are just the gyms or childcare. They don't see the other business side of it.
Yeah, I deal with marketing.
Okay, so the marketing, okay? And then you have the event coordinators, and you have the budget analysts, and you have the HR. So there's a lot of professional positions within MWR that people don't actually see. Those are the people that are at Building 350. You know, they just think MWR is the fun stuff that we do, the gyms and all the events and childcare and the pools and the Arts and Crafts Center. So they don't see the other side of it like I do.
Yeah. And then you've got the appropriate funds for, and that would be like, is the commissary, is that considered?
Appropriated.
That is appropriated.
Oh, so, yeah. Boy, I would be retired.
Yeah, I heard NAF has a really good retirement system. Ooh,
and so does GS.
Well, yeah, of course. And
well, okay, if I knew now or at 19 what I know right now.
Oh, we'd be dangerous.
I'd be retired.
Oh, yeah.
Like a whole lot of years.
If I knew at 15 what I know now, I'd be a billionaire.
Well, I was working at Albertsons while I was going to school, when I was going to college.
I wasn't good enough to get a job there.
Oh, you weren't?
Nope.
Oh, well.
No.
And so I was scanning groceries, okay, going to college. And if I would have known that I could work at the commissary and it be a government job, and then I got a retirement, that would have been like a no-brainer. But no, I didn't know.
No, I'm working on getting the commissary in here to be on our podcast because they do have jobs available.
They do, a lot of them.
A lot of them. And knowing that it's appropriated funds is...
Well, and the portability of it.
Oh, yeah. You go from one commissary to another.
Right. And, just like AFES.
And they have very flexible schedules, too, because, you know, stocking is overnight and during the days. And then you got the cashiers and
they have the professional positions within there, too. And there's room for growth.
Well, that's always good, especially with the food around here.
Growth as in...
Oh, yeah. See, I've grown a lot since I've been here, since the food is very good. My wife's a great cook.
Yes. Actually, she is a very good cook.
I love her cooking. We had cabbage and potatoes and green beans for New Year's because she doesn't like the black-eyed peas. So we make this a cabbage. We do make the cabbage with potatoes. Ooh. And then we throw some green beans in there. Oh, God, it's so good.
Oh, no. I made collard greens for the first time.
Oh, really?
And my husband was like, ooh, you can do this again.
Try mustard greens. Oh, mustard greens are so
good. I don't care for the mustard. I like the collard.
Oh, have you tried mustard?
Yes.
Mustard greens?
I don't like them.
Not green mustard.
No.
Mustard greens. Brown mustard's good.
And then I took a filet, a tenderloin, pork tenderloin, and I smashed it out flat, and then I rolled jalapeno boudin inside of it.
Ooh.
And then smothered it with Marsala wine and put it in a crock pot all day.
I'm going over to your place. We got this. We have a pork tenderloin. It's like 3 feet long. It's huge. It's like,
well, cut it.
Yeah, we do. We do.
But see, you can.
But we have the pressure cooker, the Instapot, and we use that a lot.
Stuff it with boudin, you'll be happy.
She doesn't like boudin.
Hey,
I love boudin.
It takes what, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
So you do one and do one for her.
Do them both in there at the same time.
Yeah.
Odor. Just smash it one down. So, that'd be great, especially if we had a job at the commissary. We could just get some good deals over there.
Well, okay. So we have a couple contractors that work at the commissary. We have the one that does the night stocking.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they work primarily with disabled veterans. Okay?
Oh, that's good.
Or Scheduled A, I should say, people with disabilities. And then they have the Deli Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
I love which is there. Also a contractor. And they have openings. They have openings that come up all the time. So if you're a cake decorator and you're looking for a job, that would be a great place to go.
That'd be even better than the home base business for cake decorating.
Because
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. So we've got appropriated funds, non-appropriated funds, GS positions, classification jobs. We've got local jobs with the local job fairs that you have, where I've seen people get hired on the spot right there. We've got
a website.
Partnerships, partnership jobs, interstate jobs. Helpful classes. You just do it all, don't you?
I am doing it all.
You're a very busy person. I'm so happy that you made it in here.
Well, I have one more thing that I wanted to pitch is this year. I am going to have the Small Business Administration coming in to work with small businesses.
Ooh, maybe we can get some small business loans.
Yeah, they're actually teaching the military spouses how to, you go through this reboot class, which is from 8 until 2:30. It's a one-day class. And then you'll take an online course for 14 weeks or something like that. And they teach you about government contracts. They teach you about how getting those small loans for your businesses, all of that. And this is really helpful to a spouse that may not want to work outside of the home, that wants to work, but would like to do something that is within her schedule, not the normal schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it helps. It really helps, especially if you got kids to take care of and schools and sporting events and blah, 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 all that stuff.
So, I mean, it's really important for a spouse to be able to have that flexibility. And so I'm trying everything that I can to provide more flexibility for spouses and their career options.
That's so cool. If you need help with the home-based business, or if you just need the information, that can be found on our homepage.
And the dot mil, yeah.
At the home.army.mil/polk. We can reach you over at ACS Building 920. You can just go in and ask for Stacy Delgado, the Employment Readiness. You have a phone number, which is 337-531-6922. That's awesome. So we can give you a call, maybe, if you answer.
If you're a Facebook person.
Ooh, go on to ACS Doc.
I have the ACS Employment Readiness at Fort Polk Facebook page, and it has a bunch of jobs posted. We have the LSU... what is that? The
that's a university for Louisiana State University.
The new program, STAR program, or that we're doing in the schools.
Oh yeah, Starbase.
Starbase. We have the positions posted out there. So if somebody's interested that would like to work with that in instructing the Starbase, those are posted out on that Facebook page.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Well, Stacy, I am so happy you came in.
Finally, huh?
I know. Right? And don't stand me up anymore.
I won't. So if I get a new job, like somewhere else, can I come back and do this?
You know what? You don't even need to get a new job. You can come back and talk to us anytime you want.
About anything?
Anything you want.
Awesome.
We'll just sit here and chat about our dogs. Your little dogs running around.
Crazy.
Throwing balls at you. Mine actually talks. So,
Winston does too. He says, I love you.
Mine says, Mama.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. So cute. Oh. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in, Stacy. And the employment readiness program is a very important thing here on post for not just spouses, but also our active duty and retired people. And we can all stand to get some help sometime when we're looking for a job. So I just like to say to be sure to stay tuned for more episodes of the Fort Polk Podcast, where we interview experts from around the post and discuss important topics. I'm Jeff England, and I would like to thank you all for listening in.